This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You're queen.
Queen dribbling left, runner for the win. Baked it in! He baked it in! Maryland is going to the Sweet 16!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Michigan turnaround moves on to Atlanta.
My Michigan Wolverines.
Woo. Today's guests, WWE superstar Seth Rollins, UCLA women's basketball head coach Corey Close, former NFL general manager Mike Mayock. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's a fact. Can confirm it. And here I am. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. We're here live on the Roku Sports Channel. We are also live on the Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM Channel 375, the Odyssey app. That's how you can stream us if you want to stream us like you potentially are streaming us, watching us on the Roku Sports Channel. We're thrilled to be here every day from 12 to 3 Eastern Time. We've got ourselves a repeat guest in this studio, Corey Close, the head coach of UCLA basketball. Her Bruins last night advanced to the Sweet 16 in the women's tournament. She was the first in-studio guest of our friends at Women's Sports Now, which is a show that airs on Roku every single day through this production company out of this studio. We're very excited about it. She's going to be joining us in hour number three of this show. And this is what I love this program. She might potentially be in the green room just as Seth Rollins is leaving it. So that's what we're doing. Our green room potentially may have
fantastic
WWE superstar Seth Rollins and at UCLA top seed in the entire women's tournament coach Corey Close together at the same time.
When worlds collide.
Could it be, you know, could I don't know. Somebody's going to go top rope.
Hey, now.
At any rate, long story short, that's our two in studio. And then there's Mike Mayock. That's how we're rolling today on this program. With you as well, 844-204-RICH would be the number to dial. And it is for you to have a conversation with us. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brocklin.
Rich. What's up, man?
I'm sore.
I believe
Did you
it.
Ask?
I believe it.
I ran the 40-yard dash at the Rose Bowl yesterday. The contents of that run will be shown on NFL Network the Saturday of the NFL Draft. So I know normally I don't answer that question with a legitimate answer.
No, I
but
get
there it.
There it
is. I'm sore. But everything's good.
It's okay.
Good to see you.
Ice down.
DJ Mikey D is in D's
good
nuts.
Good morning, Rich.
What's going on?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. It's on the way to the Rose Bowl
yesterday
to run. Cooper and I were riding together, and we were listening to the CBS broadcast of UConn and Florida through the app. Sounded great. Like, I could hear when it was a missed shot. I mean, those microphones on those rims, man.
Yeah, I mean, they give them special effects mixes.
that are actually the television mix that you're listening
okay.
to.
Okay.
Yeah, we all do it.
I'm trying to figure out, Chris, was that a slap at CBS right there?
No, CBS
special
does
effects.
CBS
are they enhancing?
No,
are they enhancing?
CBS does a great job.
It's not like I heard the birds chirping at the Masters.
My friend mixes that too.
Okay,
so we can talk about the birds.
TJ Jefferson, good to see you today. How are you?
I'm great. I made my first trip to the Rose Bowl yesterday.
You were there yesterday.
I've
never been. And I can't tell what you ran, obviously, but I'm just going to let everyone know, Xavier Worthy, you are fine. You don't have to worry. Your record is.
Xavier Worthy plus John Ross may be fine.
Rich was somewhere between Worthy and Cage Brockner.
That's right.
Just somewhere
That's correct.
Between.
I was somewhere between Worthy plus Cage Brock.
But it was awesome. What a way to like make my first trip to that.
Excellent. We'll
place.
Discuss it later on. I've got some good photographs to share. By the way, Cage Brockman plus Xavier Worthy, I was faster than, but only Cage's ninth run.
right.
Plus Xavier Worthy.
Okay. It's like the Cage show out there, bro. I love that.
Why not?
He's funny.
It is great.
He's funny.
Yeah, I know. It's his he has his annual residency there.
And then he slides at the 40.
We've got photographs of that later on. It'll be a fun 3-hour program.
Nice.
Listen, I love watching March Madness. Love watching it. Certainly when my school is in it and advancing to the Sweet 16, Michigan does exactly that. It's great. I love it. Can't get enough of it. But that said, I kind of feel like every single time the game is over, despite how amazing it is, you spend like 2 minutes talking about how amazing that finishes, and then you're on to the next one, and on to the next one, on to the next one, and now you're surviving, you're advancing, and we'll discuss all of it later on. But as you know, we have football on the brain here quite a bit. And we have mock drafts on the brain.
Ah, let's go.
And the thing we love about mock drafts is it gives you food for thought. And the latest one that we are going to be taking a look at gives us a lot of food for thought as we are now hurtling towards 1 month until this NFL draft.
30 days from today.
Here we go.
30
days from today. We'll be in Green Bay, Wisconsin, doing the show all 3 days of draft week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We will be there discussing a whole bunch of stuff that we still don't know. But here's what we've got. We got ourselves a mock draft from our friend Chad Reeder of NFL.com. And he's just next level. He did 4 rounds.
Whoa.
We're not going to go through all 4 rounds.
Oh.
But we are gonna mock it like a hurricane here, as we always do. There we go. The Smitch has created a nice new graphic.
Wow.
Mock you like a hurricane.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And for those who are listening, there's a very, what do you say, a metal look to the graphic?
Very 80s.
80s metal.
Obviously, that's a Scorpion song.
No, I do not believe Tawny Kitaen will be rolling all over the graphic here.
That'll be Whitesnake if.
That's correct.
Right.
That's what I was going for.
R.I.P. Tawny Kitaen.
We are not hot for teacher. We're hot for mock drafts. Chad Reeder's first 10. Here we go. He says, I think everybody believes it right now. Cam Ward's going first overall. I have not met a soul who's like, okay, Abdul Carter is number one overall. I don't know if it's the foot that raised a red flag at the combine. I don't know if everybody just have seen Cam Ward's tape now. I don't know if everybody just doesn't believe in Will Levis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but we are now 30 days from the draft, and I have not met another human being that believes the Titans will do anything but stick and pick and take Cam Ward. Now, we got Mayock on in hour number 3. I'll ask him why there's consensus now on that. And then Cleveland, which currently hired Kenny Pickett via trade, and doesn't have another QB on the roster right now with significant starters history. Nobody there thinks Shedeur Sanders is going, even though the number of people that have come on this program and says Shedeur is a fit quarterback. What does that mean? He can't just go anywhere. He's got to go somewhere where a coach runs a system that fits him. He fits that. It's a broadside. It's a back of the hand when you call somebody a system fit quarterback.
Yeah.
He's got to be in the right spot. He's got to be in the right offense. Got to have the right nurturing soul for him. And that's why when I asked Todd McShay last week, Todd. Hey, how come people out there think that Shedeur Sanders doesn't have a first round grade? And he says, because he doesn't. And he thinks Shador's going to go second overall to Cleveland because he's a perfect system fit for Kevin Stefanski. And not Chad Reeder. He thinks they go Abdul Carter. And I'll just say this. Hey, Cleveland sports fans, you stick Abdul Carter on the other side of Myles Garrett.
Yo.
Holy cow. I mean, you're going to sack a ton of people and maybe win games 14-10. Just give that defense a couple of touchdowns.
Yep.
I mean, Abdul Carter and Myles Garrett coming for you. You can't sit there and think anything but this is just as significant as taking a quarterback that you don't have full confidence in. Because this is a guy that when Myles finally does move on, he'll be somebody sitting on our Super Bowl set demanding a trade. Wait a minute, is this thing on? He's pretty good is basically what I'm saying. And then it doesn't sound like a bad idea right there. And then Chad's got Shedeur going to the Giants, who signed Jameis Winston over the weekend. We'll discuss that further in depth later on. And then there's another consensus pick, Chris.
This is the third one I've seen now.
In a row. Travis Hunter goes to the Patriots. And everybody says he's going to be the wide receiver for Drake May first with a package of cornerback work.
Now we're talking.
Second.
Let's go. Todd McShay called him the best wide receiver in this draft.
Cooper Eisen fully says yes to that. Ashton Jeanty is sixth after Mason Graham goes fifth to the Jaguars.
That's another one that we've seen time and time again. Ashton Jeanty going to the Raiders.
Graham fifth. I mean, you know, with all due respect to Travis Etienne, who didn't have a great season last year, got to sit here and wonder why Jacksonville wouldn't take Ashton Jeanty off the board either.
Ooh, Rich. You're the first one I've heard say that.
I'm just... Hey, man, we're 30 days in the draft. I'm just throwing stuff against the wall. It's not like I mean, Liam Cohen's an offensive guy. Mason Graham, you know how I feel about him and how terrific he is in the middle of the defensive line. He's tough to pass up. Jalen Walker, eighth. And we're going to talk about that linebacker and edge rusher out of Georgia with Mayock later on. He loves Jalen Walker. Carolina would take him. Then the Saints and the Bears take the top two tackles off the ball. Oh, actually, it's Will Johnson of Michigan going ninth overall to the Saints. And then Armand Membu is the first tackle off the board. Will Campbell, pardon me, is going to go 11th, but we'll go there in a second because I'd like to hit the pause button here. Okay. So going over Chad Reeder, our friend at NFL.com, he does mock drafts every year. We're into the mock draft world. I have not seen anybody say that the Jets will take, with the seventh overall pick, Jackson Dart. If that happens on draft night.
Baby.
If that happens on draft night, two things. Number one, I feel for Justin Fields because he would become essentially the Kirk Cousins of this equation, making half of what Kirk Cousins in 1 year, or making in 2 years what Kirk Cousins made in 1 year, to sit there and be told on draft night, the seventh overall pick's going to a quarterback. And then all of us on the draft set going, whoa. Now, it's one thing to do that to a veteran in Kirk Cousins. It's another thing to do it to a kid who is still trying to get his sea legs under him with a fully confident stride because the team that's paying him is confident in him. And the Jets going and paying $20 million a year to Justin Fields only to turn around and say, we've fallen in love with old Mrs. Jackson Dart and we're going to bring him to New York. And he's kind of pro ready. It's not like you got to sit him and let Justin Fields take the reins here like he's Mitch Trubisky. And Dart is Justin Fields. I know Justin Fields came off of the campus at The Ohio State and the Bears treated him like we got to coach him up a little bit here before he gets out there. But if this happens to Justin Fields, I would feel for him. Because that would mean he would have all of about 7 weeks between free agency and the draft thinking he's the future of the New York Jets. And he has every opportunity to take that future because you don't take a quarterback seventh overall and think, well, I guess we'll just trade him at some point because Justin Fields has become so incredible. That just doesn't happen. Anybody takes a quarterback seventh overall, he's playing, just ask Kirk Cousins. And the other thing I would think of is, you know, why a new team would go ahead and take somebody free agency. And I know, again, he's not Kirk Cousins, but why would you do that and then take the quarterback anyway? Why are you building the team like that? Why are you inviting, if you're Aaron Glenn, all the conversation of when is Jackson Dart getting it? Why isn't Jackson Dart getting it? And I understand if Jackson Dart turns into Josh Allen, those questions don't mean anything. Because you got yourself your quarterback of the future. But I have not heard the Jets are going quarterback seventh overall since Justin Fields came on board. You heard that all throughout January up until free agency. That would be wild if that happens. And then, of course, you know, the conversation in New York with two rookie quarterbacks, you know, the Giants taking Dion's kid and the Jets taking Jackson Dart and which one is actually going to pan out. That would just be wild. New York media would dig these first top 10. Digging in further. Some interesting food for thought here in this mock draft is Tyler Warren going to Denver 12th overall. That would be something. Because wait till you hear who Chad thinks that the Broncos are taking later on in the draft. The Cardinals going tackle, also like the Niners. Colston Loveland with two. So go tackle, tight end, which would be pretty wild. Jahad Campbell. A lot of people have just pegged that Alabama backer to Atlanta. Jahdae Barron, a corner out of Texas, going to Miami. Michael Williams, the edge rusher out of Georgia, going to Cincinnati. Tet McMillan joining the Seattle offense for Sam Darnold.
That's fun.
Shamar Stewart, the edge out of Texas A&M, going to rush for Tampa. And then the Cowboys would take Ibuka out of The Ohio State. You would dig that kid, pal.
I'm looking at the stats from last year. Dang, straight
beast.
How about Omarion Hampton going to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Ooh. Omarion.
Because I'm assuming this is the assumption that Rodgers is going there. Isiraku, who's having his pro day today in Boston College, would be a Charger. Matthew Golden to Green Bay. The Bills would trade up to take the cornerback Isaiah Thomas out of Florida State. Yada, yada, yada. There's Nick Emenwori one more time. He goes to Minnesota. There's a lot of trades he has here that the Eagles and Rams would trade. Walter Nolan out of Ole Miss would be the defensive tackle to replace the guy. Your guy, your new Patriot, Christopher, who bolted the Eagles after dominating the Super Bowl, and the Rams would take Isaiah Bond out of Texas, with the Chiefs trading up to take Tyler Booker, the guard out of Alabama, and the Ravens and the Chiefs have made trades before. And that is the mock draft first round for Chad Reeder. I have one more page.
I like it.
Chad did three more rounds. Chad, what are you doing with your life, man? Providing the Rich Eisen Show with content. That's what he's doing.
Are we going to run down that real quick?
Well, not all of it. Here are some interesting ones. Cowboys take 44th overall Trevion Henderson. I'll tell you again.
Whoa.
If you take TJ. Ibuka and Trevion Henderson.
That's a good draft.
From Ohio State in your first two rounds, that's a way to get this thing popping.
No doubt. The last time we picked the RB out of Ohio State, it worked out pretty well. So
I believe we have Trevion on the program this week. Do we? Is he one of our guests?
I think you're right about that. Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yeah, I think he plants the flag right in the middle of our show on Wednesday. Quinn Ewers would be the Seattle quarterback. Sam Darnold would just be, really? I didn't see that one coming.
Well, as we know, in Sam's contract, there's an out after 1 year.
Strange bedfellows. Jim would take Quinshon Judkins, the running back of Ohio State. By the way, if he
also
pairs Judkins with Najee Harris, that's what we call a running back room.
Smash mouth.
James Pierce Jr., who I loved at the combine, would be a Lion Ed rusher out of Tennessee. Not bad at the end of round two. Jalen Milroe would go to the Raiders at the top of round three.
I like that spot for him.
Round three, add Jalen Milroe to Geno Smith's quarterback room. Now, Carson Schlesinger is on here out of UCLA, 72nd overall to the Bears. He's a notable pick. Perhaps, you know, he's a good player. I'm just wondering, did Smith choose this because he went to UCLA? Is that why Sean Mitchell chose him to just throw on this list here? Because Smith is the one who put together this list. Anybody want to chime in here?
So wait, this isn't a Chad's list?
He's a good player. Oh. It's Chad's list.
Oh, okay. I was confused.
Tyler Shuck would go 83rd overall to Pittsburgh. Now we're talking.
I like that.
So the oldest quarterback in the draft would be in the quarterback room with a 41-year-old.
With the oldest quarterback in the league,
Kind of makes sense. Yeah.
Together, and they've got Social Security. Kyle McCord would go to Cleveland at the top of round four.
I like it.
Hughes is in the house.
Too late. He's got to go in the third round. Come on now.
To you? To New England?
No, just in the third round.
Oh, okay, I got you.
He's a third-round talent.
Okay, good. Dylan Gabriel. The quarterback out of Oregon, who's called Tua 2.0 because he's a lefty, who is 5'11".
Oh.
And, boy, the comparisons he would have to Tua would be off the charts if he does, in fact, go to the Miami Dolphins 116th overall. By the way, I looked up Tua's height. You know he's listed as 6'1"?
No chance.
He is, in fact, at the pro day of Alabama, 6'1¼". So the Dolphins are rounding up.
Always round up, Rich.
Always.
And then lastly, how about this one? Cam Scataboo.
Scataboo.
Going to the Denver Broncos. Is that your joker? Your matchup nightmare? A guy who can run it, catch it, throw it.
What pick is that? 120-something?
122. That's a fourth rounder.
That seems low for
him. A fourth rounder. So the first draft choice of the Denver Broncos, according to Chad, would be Tyler Warren out of Penn State, and then Cam Scataboo at the fourth round for that offense. I can't get enough of this kid. I was so bummed he didn't work out at the combine. I can't get enough of him. And I just love his game, and him in the hands of Sean Payton is exactly what this kid should want. And Denver Broncos fans would just go out of their minds. I know it's a fourth round pick. I would have fun with this on Saturday afternoon. In hopefully a beautiful Wisconsin day.
Scataboo.
Cam Scataboo. And that's your mock draft. We just mocked that like a hurricane.
Here I am.
What do you think? What do you want for your teams, folks? 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We've got an overreaction Monday, not only coming up next in the usual way, but we've got an overreaction Monday for March Madness coming up at the hour number two, right before Seth Rollins strolls in. And hopefully when Seth is done with that segment, because he's doing Good Morning Football today, he will leave the green, walk back into the green room and see Corey Close, the head coach of UCLA basketball. That would be fun. Got to get a picture of the two of them together.
Absolutely.
Okay. Susie and I took the kids to UCLA in Richmond last night. We were in Pauley Pavilion.
Oh, I saw you doing some stuff. That's pretty embarrassing, but
what
that's
do you mean?
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Oh, I know what it is. Do you have that video? Is that going to be aired on the Rich Eisen Show?
I have a video. We could air it.
I don't care.
It's not a great look for you.
I don't care.
Okay.
How is it not a great look? Dancing with my daughter in a timeout.
Is that what you were doing?
Okay. It wasn't Elaine. Okay, fine. Air it. What do I care? Father of the year.
You shouldn't care. That's girl dad stuff
right
there.
That is.
Man.
Okay. Yeah. Now I know why Susie was recording it. Okay.
It's always cocky.
It's now dawning on me.
What you think? She wasn't going to send it to us?
I actually wasn't thinking that. I thought I was just going to have fun with Taylor in a timeout.
Nope.
In Pauley Pavilion.
Nope.
Well, you did, but in addition to that, we had to see it.
We'll come back. Yeah. Phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial, and Overreaction Monday. You people, man.
So you think you can
people.
Dance.
What do you mean you people?
You people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
So I just saw during the commercial break, this would be big for sports television. Huge news for sports television. Did you see RFK Jr. is trying to ban pharmaceutical ads on television? Which is like half of sports television, isn't it?
I mean,
like every single break, you're finding out about something to find out if to take ask your doctor if this is right for you.
Right, and then a long list of side effects.
We were watching a game yesterday. I forget if it was March Madness, if it was women's or men's. It was probably men's based on. It was a medication over the counter for a particular performance enhancer.
Oh.
The words Roxanne are in the title of this performance enhancer.
I mean,
and we're just like, Cooper's like, sits up and is like, what? And Susie's sitting there and I'm like, this used to be, you know, like football's through a tire. You know, it used to be a flowing river next to two people holding hands in a tub.
A bathtub on the hill.
It used to be these conversations you and I have, TJ, on the show where I'm being subtle and then you come in and just say it.
Yeah, bam.
So.
In fairness.
Yes.
probably should have been Rocks Off in the.
Oh my God! See, like I'm trying, like you see what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Now I'm like, I'm out.
That would no.
So I mean, honestly, you're just sitting there with your kid, and then all of a sudden these commercials are getting a little bit more.
I mean,
aggressive.
Aggressive.
It's an aggressive market.
Consult your doctor to find out if Ken Palm is right for you.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Find out if Ken Palm's right for you. All right. What is Ken Palm anyway?
It's a hair thing.
No, it's not. It's like it's
the rankings.
It's the rankings, right?
It's college basketball. It's the guy who ranks.
It's like RPI.
All right. So there's all of that. That's your update,
Kenny on that front.
The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network is back on the air. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Our friend Derek in Missouri. Let's take him first up since he normally sits there for 2 hours. Kindly, what's going on, Derek?
What's up, man?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today? I hope everyone's good. I'm curious to see what's going to happen if, say, what happens if the Patriots don't take Travis Hunter and how, what kind of rant we're going to see from Brockman. I mean, it's probably going to be pretty ugly, don't you think?
If Travis Hunter's sitting there at four and the Patriots, let's just put it this way. If Travis Hunter's sitting there at four, the Patriots should take 2 minutes to just send their card out.
Oh, he's still there? And the pick is in.
I mean, just the first minute should just be, okay, let's just see if somebody offers us a Mike Ditka-like trade.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, somebody falls in love with him, like Ricky Williams, and it's over.
Yeah.
And then if that phone doesn't ring 60 seconds later, it's over.
Pick is in.
End of story.
We've all seen crazier things happen, like Michael Penix last year, so we never know.
Right.
But, Rich, I have what's more likely for you.
All right.
What's more likely to happen first? Aaron Rodgers finally makes up his mind about his football future, or Mike Del Tufo buys a Dodgers hat to go with his hat. I mean, a jersey to go with his hat.
Okay, well, I mean, he's already gotten a hat.
Two of them. Yeah, he said a jersey to go with that.
A jersey to go with your hat.
I got a jersey.
What do you mean you got a jersey?
I already got it.
Did you pay for it?
Oh, dear Lord. Mikey, are you serious?
Yeah.
What Dodger jersey did you
get? Ohtani.
Did you pay for it?
That wasn't part of the equation.
I can't tell you if I paid for it.
Of course he didn't.
He did
I
not.
I didn't pay for it. I got one given to me. From a friend.
Okay. A friend gave it to you.
Did O'Shea give it to you? Because you too, man.
If it's O'Shea, it doesn't count.
Derek's reaction is...
Derek was like, this is like me if I converted to be a Cumber Chiefs fan because they're winning and not be a Broncos fan. Goodness, Mikey, what are we doing?
What are we
Sorry,
doing?
Sorry, Derek.
Thank you, Derek.
I go for winners, Derek.
Thank you, Jake. God, come on.
Hey, we want Super Bowls, too.
You're an embarrassment, Mike.
All right.
It's great that you called, by the way.
This is perfect timing, Derek. Thanks for the call, Derek. Perfect timing. I had no idea we were going to go in this direction right now.
I'm glad we are.
But we are because, as you know, we've had here on the program, where is it right here, for TJ to sign. This has been here for quite some time.
A couple weeks.
And you have yet to sign it.
A couple more.
It is a release of fandom presented to TJ Jefferson from the Dallas Cowboys of the next two seasons. You know. And Jay Felly, who is a...
Is that written in French? It just says season?
No. It says, 25... he put 2025-26 season like it's an NBA season.
Yeah.
And it's Jay Felly's seal of approval right here because he's a notary. Well, Ken Tulo created this here, Mike.
I do not have to sign that. I can have multiple teams.
No, sir.
Based on my Exhibit A.
No, sir.
TJ Jefferson.
Here we go. You only know what it says.
Del Tufo, who has spent, I've known you for 20 years. Over.
Longer.
Okay, 22 years and counting now. Okay, yeah. I've known you for that long. You and I have shared so many Yankee stories, Yankee memories, diehard Yankee stuff. You troll on Brockman because he's a Red Sox fan and you're a Yankee. You troll on TJ because he's a Met fan and you're a Yankee. Now, all of a sudden, you're a Dodger, too. And of all times, after the Dodgers ruined the Yankee season by dominating them in a World Series and clowning them. The Yankees look beclowned.
One inning.
And for you now to sit here and say, I'm a Dodger fan and you're being serious about it, it's an outrage.
Man, it's a total
outrage. So now we have created this. Mike Del Tufo, bandwagon fan transfer document from RES Consulting. This document certifies that Michael Del Tufo is leaving his lifelong Yankees fandom behind and switching to the front-running Dodgers By signing this document, you are terminating your status as a Yankee fan in perpetuity.
Oh, that's forever.
You will not be allowed to return under any circumstance. God. And then fittingly, there is Paul Sorvino from Goodfellas with the quote, "Now I got to turn my back on you." And it's approved by Jay Felly. It was created by Ken Tulo. Will you sign it?
My agent today, O'Shea, when he's here doing the No Contest Wrestling pod, he will look it over and he will
That makes sense.
I like it.
That does make sense.
Yeah, I need
well,
that. My
O'Shea
agent
normally shows up agent. In time to appear here in the final
my
segment
Dodgers
of the program.
My Dodgers agent passed through. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
Wow.
Yeah, perfect.
Look it over.
I will allow that.
Yes.
I'll allow it.
Because you got to think about it. You don't want to make just a decision.
I can't sign that. That would be like in the heat of.
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Take a few hours.
Got to think about it. Yeah. And my agent, O'Shea.
But look, Mike, I have a feather pen for you to sign it with. You know,
we got a quick
one. I'll place it back in here.
All right.
Woo. Done.
This is fantastic.
I love it. Sign it.
So stupid. So stupid. But we excel in that sometimes. And,
we swim in those waters occasionally.
I've gotten far in life by just being stupid.
All right. So I could take. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take another phone call. We'll take a break. Then we'll do Overreaction Monday. Okay?
Boom.
Aiden in New York City. What's up, Aiden?
Aiden.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Aiden, are you, didn't mean to disturb you.
Hi. Sorry, it's a pleasure to be on. I have a question about the NFL draft also relating to Travis Hunter.
Okay, sir.
From my perspective, I think the media, presumably scouts also, are asking the wrong questions relating to this guy. Travis Hunter is a unicorn like we've never seen. And the reason he's talked about so much and ultimately won the Heisman is because he plays over 100 snaps per game on offense and defense. And now we hear people talking about, oh, is he primarily a wide receiver? Is he primarily a DB? I think if he's going to be a top three pick, it's going to be because he can do both. If you're a scout for a top three, top five picking team, and your answer is, we'll make him a wide receiver, that's not why he won the Heisman. He wouldn't have won the Heisman. He wouldn't be a top five prospect if he was primarily one. Can he do both at the NFL level? If yes, great. If no, I don't think he's a top five pick.
Well, Aiden, he is going to play both. The question is which side will he, to use the phrase, I think Todd McShay has been using the phrase majoring in. Has he been the one who's saying that? Majoring and minoring? Or is Mayock? I can't. We've had so many terrific folks talking about this. He's going to do both. I mean, for sure. The question is how many snaps? And who's going to be the one who's the guardian of this system? And I can't wait to find out who is going to have this unique talent placed in their hands and say, coach it. Because nobody in the league has ever had somebody with this guy's talent placed in their hands and say, coach it. Maybe since, who was Atlanta's coach when Deion came out? Who was it? Was it Jerry Glanville? Who was the coach of the, was it Marion Campbell? I'm trying to go back to that. Who was the one who was in charge of, but Deion wasn't going to play offense when he first came into the league. He just started doing it because Marion Campbell?
And he was relieved after the 12th game of the season. And
right.
Jim Hanifan,
right.
came up.
Yep.
But then who was the Hanifan wasn't the coach the next year.
No, the next coach was Jerry Glanville.
Was it Glanville in 90. Okay.
I mean, so that's who's going to have this kid placed in their hands. Aiden, you're not from New York City, are you?
No, I'm from Canada.
That's what
Bears
I
picked up on Canada.
That. Okay, well, very good. Aiden, thanks very much. A Bears fan from Canada.
Love it.
Very Mark Trestman sort of quality to him.
Did you pick up the Canadian?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Certainly, I knew it wasn't from Staten Island. but I don't know, man. I mean, would you take the top wide receiver in the draft, top five? The Cardinals did last year.
And he was fourth best, maybe?
Well.
Wide receiver last year?
There was something up. I don't know what it was.
There was something up. Yep. I think that's fair.
I don't think that was because of lack of talent.
No, I think it might have been.
I don't know what it was. You can't call it the trigger man either because Kyler's first 2 months of the season were terrific.
The whole thing, I mean, again, the quote was weirder than it sounded.
Oh,
but
dude, he said it's not my job.
Yeah,
he wasn't saying that.
That was weird, though.
But he was saying that about his job is to run through offense.
It's
not to force it to one person.
It was weird.
Right. And then the next week, he scored twice in the first quarter, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. And then
really didn't do very much for a few weeks after that.
I don't know.
Oh, I hear you. I think Travis Center's a top five pick all day long. Either side of the ball. Put it together. All right.
I'm kind of with our Canadian friend. Top five pick because he does all those things. He's got to play both in the NFL.
Right.
To justify a top five pick.
Right. And just in the same way that Ohtani's a $700 million player because he does both.
Yeah.
Definitely not the same.
Why is that not the same, though?
That is not the same. Because Ohtani's the best player we've ever seen. Travis Hunter's not the best football player we've ever seen.
I wouldn't say Ohtani's the best player we've ever seen.
I would say yes. I don't know what. Those glasses aren't real, but I saw
Barry Bonds play. So yeah, the glasses I can see through them.
Enhanced Barry Bonds.
No, and I saw Barry Bonds from 1986.
And he's not as good as Ohtani is now.
No, I agree with Brock. Mm,
I don't know.
Ohtani's
generational. We
throw the word unicorn around we throw the word goat around. Ohtani is an absolute unicorn.
He really is.
And that's why he's got a pitch, because he got paid $700 million just because the Mets went ahead and gave one right fielder with scissors for hands $700 million because he has Wonder Boy as a bat.
The same guy you were willing to give $700 million to, but you didn't want to.
No.
Your team didn't.
No, I wanted him to be retained because I've never seen a hitter like him. He's an incredible hitter, but $700 million just to do one thing, and then you put him in the field, and he's a potential liability at times. Ain't the same. The Dodgers paid Ohtani. Well, the Dodgers gave Ohtani the greatest retirement gift thanks to his largesse, because they want him to do both, and he will. And it's the same way that maybe you could say Travis Hunter separating his talents is in a top five individually. Put it together, absolute top five. I'll push back on that. Certainly, everybody thinks he's the best wide receiver in the draft, the Cardinals went ahead and took that guy twice in a career, if I'm not mistaken. In the franchise history. Larry figured out pretty good in the long run.
I mean, if his name's
in the Hall of Fame,
but if his name was James Del Tufo, he doesn't go in the top five.
Exactly.
What does that mean?
That means Marvin Harrison was drafted four because he was Marvin Harrison Jr.
No. He was drafted fourth overall because he's that good, or was that good in college.
Yeah, where are we going to rewrite Marvin Harrison history?
Everyone was talking about Marvin Harrison at two pro days prior to his drafting.
Bro, we both, during his freshman year, were putting him in the Hall of Fame already.
Everyone understand. I'm just trying to put it all together. Just because Kyle McCord couldn't find him doesn't mean that Marvin was bad.
Well, based on what Kyle McCord did last year, maybe Marvin was the issue.
Oh, God. Okay. Sounds good. The history is revisionist on the Rich Eisen show right now. Here's a fact. Andrew Bogusch is here with a sports update. Take it away, Andrew. At the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Now is the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that? Think again. But don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now, so visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. Default terms at mintmobile.com.
Say it all the time. Love our listeners and viewers of this program because they take in this program and understand the silliness that we conduct every day, and not to be full Rome here, where they just clone it back to us, making us feel great about ourselves. But we do like when they inspire us, okay? And the bracket names that I was rolling through with Coop, we were looking through some of the names in the Rich Eisen Show bracket group on our fantasy, on the ESPN fantasy page, right?
Some of them are really good.
They're very good. What's your mom's one? What's
my
Mary
mom is who's coming in second? She said she filled out three.
Okay.
But the best one that she did was who's coming.
Isn't that odd that Chris Brockman's mom would sound like Chris Brockman? Who's coming in second?
She was like, oh, it's a Larry Bird quote.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
I'm like, okay, Mom.
Mary. Okay. Here we go. We're going to review some of our favorites
I'm trying
here.
To find out what
Let's start.
In.
It's a scratch, not a pick.
That's a good one.
It's currently doing pretty well. I have the same 510 points. Ayahuasca-induced thinks Houston's going to win it all. That's a heck of a bracket right there. 99.1%.
Yeah,
good Lord. High tide. Thinks Alabama's winning. And that, as you know, we're talking nonstop about that Allstate commercial. It's kind of high. That's a great one. High tide. But not a great bracket right there, though. Mooch's fireside cat in relation to a story that he told at Super Bowl 50.
The first Super Bowl we went to.
No, second.
Second.
Jerry's squirrel recipe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. His favorite is a squirrel, right?
Wow. My favorite. Yeah,
not a great squirrel. Bracket, though. 63%.
One of my favorites, the squirrel.
Seriously.
Patino's a vampire. There you go, Chris. Is that one of yours?
Yes. No, I'm not that bad.
Oh, St. John's is out.
St. John's is out. As you pointed out, they play during the day.
It's a day game, right?
It's a day game.
Gotta play at night.
What are we doing?
Gotta play at night.
Sliced cheddar. That's in reference to one of Michigan's players. His last name is Cheddar. I liked it. I saw that. What else we got here? Moving forward. Or take your time, Rogers.
Okay.
Oh, my God. 43% correct.
Yikes.
Where is A-Ron right now?
Juan Soto, New York City tour guide.
That's good. TJ, did you do a second one?
I didn't. I should have.
Fantastic.
That's good.
There you go. Oh, and here's a great one. Jay Felly, we noticed his bracket.
Yes.
Did you see this?
I could have done this.
He put one in.
I would have.
And then he didn't fill it out. He's got zeros across the board.
Felly, come on. I could have done this for you. You'd be in the top 10.
We need bracket remediation.
He's got a lot going on.
He does?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does.
He's got a lot going on.
He's mold school.
Mold.
Yeah, which is just going to join but not participate. That's odd.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
I can feel it.
So we love those bracket names. Thank you for participating right now.
Who's in first? Oh,
Cooper tells me there are no more perfect brackets.
There was one going into the weekend out of 24 million, and they went down on Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Crazy.
Unbelievable. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay. We've got two different overreactions. This one is a tournament edition of Overreaction Monday, presented by TurboTax.
Are you kidding me?
It's the end of the world.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
On a Monday.
Monday. All right, guys. Bracket edition. We got three topics. Here we go. All right. It's been very chalky.
Yes, it
on
has.
Both sides, men and women's. On the men's side, how about this? The final four is going to be 3-1 seeds and John Calipari.
Oh, boy.
Arkansas. Woo! Pig Suey.
I've got 3-1 seeds in Tennessee. So you're saying...
they're going to go on a run. Propelled by beating St. John's.
You're saying
they're
Florida.
They're going to keep going.
Florida gets bounced.
Florida gets bounced. And then Houston, what is it? Auburn and Duke will be in there.
I mean, you can't push back on that.
They look good.
You can't push back on that.
Coach Cal,
getting it done for Arkansas. I don't think that's an overreaction. but it would.
That would be fun. Like four number ones is like,
It hasn't happened in a while.
I know, but that still, the 10 seed Arkansas. Let's go.
Everybody wants the glass slipper, but
the disrespected SEC.
Oh, it's funny. In the women's side, you wouldn't have a problem with that.
With what, four ones?
Yeah.
Guess
some of the best of the best going at it. So why would we have a problem with the men?
I don't know.
Right, what else,
it's
Chris?
More fun. Cinderella. Okay. All right, how about this? Well, yes. Duke has been dominating, right? They're they're a big favorite right now.
Yes.
They're plus 230, Rich. I know you're into that. And if you look at the way the lottery draft and the NBA is shaking out, TJ, a lot of crappy teams, right? No. Cooper Flagg is going to forego the draft, return to Duke next year.
That's nuts.
After winning the Natty.
Not a chance.
He'll get like $10 million in NIL.
Not a chance.
They got the Boozer twins coming.
They
could go undefeated next year.
Not a chance.
Why would he want to go play for the Wizards?
I don't know, because he might not.
Or Charlotte. Like, that's not going to be fun.
There's no guarantee next year is going to be any better.
Exactly.
He's going, it's going to be a crappy team.
He'll have more fun playing at Duke.
No doubt.
Going undefeated, getting 10 milli. He'll be the face of college basketball. Maybe the face of basketball, the way the NBA is right now. What do you want to go to Washington or Charlotte and win 12 games?
But guess what, Chris? Washington and Charlotte are going to have a great chance of getting him the next lottery based on your assumptions.
You never know.
He's gone. He's one and done.
Yeah.
Come on. He is one and done, and he is that good. And we all know he's going to be a Spur anyway. That's the way it works, doesn't it?
I mean,
isn't that the way it works?
I remember I called that literally 2 seconds after he said Wemby was out for the season. I was like, remember last time this happened?
Are you going to flip over and be a Spurs fan then?
He is. I'm thinking about it, but let me tell you, the Clippers are playing so well right now. I'm calmed down a little bit.
You got one more over there?
Last one, Rich. This is just for you. We know 14 SEC teams made the.
Yes.
And then there's seven left, and I think there's four Big Ten teams are going to make the Elite Eight than the SEC.
That is correct.
That's probably right.
Because it just means more Big Ten. That's what I mean. Yes, I agree with you. So I'll take it. Michigan beats Auburn. I like it, right? What else?
Yeah, Maryland beats Florida.
Right. Sure. Maryland finally got a buzzer beater going their way.
Michigan State beats Ole Miss.
Okay.
Beats Houston.
That Michigan, was a Peyton Pritchard beat
Michigan already
beater.
Beat Texas A&M. Let's keep it going.
By the way, you were right about that yesterday.
Yeah,
on Twitter, Chris.
Let's keep it going. Danny Wolf beating Bruce
the
Pearl.
Maryland.
Danny Wolf beating Bruce Pearl on the Sabbath, Friday night. Let's go. I can say these things. That's Overreaction Monday, a tournament edition presented by TurboTax. It is officially tax season. Hand off your taxes to a TurboTax full service expert today. They do your taxes. You enjoy the tournament. Now, this is taxes. Yeah, I mean, who else could be going out? BYU could beat Alabama, right?
Yeah, so, and then Tennessee,
and then
play
Purdue
each other.
Takes them out in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seth
Rollins in studio, people, coming up.
Come on.
Still here on the Roku Sports Channel.
Roku.
I thought that kid Queen of Maryland traveled. Now you're telling, because nobody calls traveling anymore. It's just there's a step because you're gathering. Stepping, and then you get two steps after. What if you've gathered and then you take your step and then you take two more steps? If I'm Colorado State, I'm counting three steps.
Not what he did. I thought that was a
he traveled.
Point. No, he didn't travel.
He did. I slow-mo'd watch that literally 15 times
again.
He caught it step, step, step.
Shot.
It was three steps for sure.
He had it on his left hip with his left hand. Kid's incredibly talented. I know Maryland fans are just like, can we just finally get a break here? By the way, also, you could see the ball's on top of his hand, which means he's about to flip it over to dribble it, but nobody ever calls it carry anymore.
That's the gather.
And then he took three steps.
That's
after
the gather
that.
No, you get one step and then you get two. I'm fine with this play.
He took three steps.
Dude, nobody calls traveling anymore. Quite honestly.
No.
Anywhere. Colorado State in that game, too. Kid comes off of the screen, took two steps after getting the ball, stopped, then dribbled, then stopped and took two steps.
No, he did not.
Yes. It just never gets called anymore. And is it because I'm getting older? Is that what it is?
No, look, I'm yeah,
just,
I think
it's just, it's,
I think, yeah, our viewpoints do change a little, but I mean, look, he took three steps. He did. Like, this is what it is.
Now, if LeBron had made that play, absolutely travel.
Nice. See, there you go. At least you're admitting
Pritchard
it.
Done it. It wouldn't have been.
At least you're admitting it.
Richard Pritchard.
Well, it would have been from 60 feet.
With no time left, another buzzer beater.
According to you guys.
You know.
Heck of a shot, though. No, I want to take
that
away.
That was sick.
But you know, I mean,
good play. Good move. Good play. You know, stop him.
Total travel.
If he doesn't get called, don't get called.
Defend him.
Absolute total travel.
Get a hand up.
So I feel like this is like the tuck rule. When in the process of bringing it down, is it now considered that you're not intending to throw
it? Well, if it's like the tuck rule, you'll just bitch and moan until the rule is changed.
Well, I mean, I did get the rule changed, and it's the league's better for it.
Even though the rule was totally fine, it was...
So we'll just figure it out.
That was a fumble, and that was a walk.
So you're allowed three steps now.
It's not three. That's not three. It's two steps.
So it's a gather and two steps.
Gather.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Gather these.